Good morning, good morning, good morning, one and all. God bless you. This is Prophetess Missa Paniti Barbie. Good morning. Amen. I am here in behalf of our leading lady. It's a blessing to be here once more again on this midnight cry. Amen. Yes, and yes. Thank you, thank you. Amen. Yes, number one, Prophet William Richards. Number two, Prophet Michael Barbie. Number three, we have Worthy Class Master, Archdeaconess Prophetess Natty Young. And then number four, Pastor Prophetess Tiny Machiavelli. Number five, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. And myself, number six, Prophetess Missa Paniti Barbie. Thank you. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you, Archdeaconess. Thank you for all your help. God bless you and for your leadership. Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Amen. And as we go before the throne of grace, amen, direction and instruction per by the Archbishop, Dr. Ebenar Jordan, giving us the okay, as the any ministers that join us, they can feel free to pray more than three minutes, and every prophet will be, and all the prophets will be praying 3 minutes or less. Amen. And we will start with our heavenly language. Amen. Our heavenly language for 30 seconds. Let me just join in, put in one of a couple of our scripture here. And it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Also in Matthew 18:19-20, it says, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that there shall ask, they shall ask, and it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For whether two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Matthew 18:19-20. Amen. Amen. And speaking forth the answer versus the problem, calling those things are not as though they already are. Romans 4:17. Amen. Just appreciating the backup of those scriptures that also assist us in the guidelines of how we are connecting with our prayer. Amen. And thanking God for the okay by the Master Prophet, our Archbishop, and Dr. Ebenar Jordan, and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, allowing us to have this platform to pray. We're praying for our leaders. We're praying for the leaders of the house. Amen. The Jordan family, and for the documentary as they're continuing to work on the second documentary, amen, America's Black Prophet, amen, blessing the people of God that are joining us to support that project, amen. We'll also pray that God will bless us as we're preparing also for tomorrow. Tomorrow is the third Sunday sacrament. We're having the sacrament tomorrow, today, which is Sunday for you guys in Eastern Standard Time, amen, and we'll be preparing for that for the service too in the morning, amen. And just also remember to pray for the leaders of our country, praying for the peace in the country, within the states, of different things happening in different places with the school system, with the children, the staff, amen, that God would protect the school system for our children, amen. Also praying for the Ukraine, that God would bring for peace in different countries that's having to face certain circumstances with the war, amen. Praying also for remember our the ministry there in Africa that we're supporting, the ministry of Pastor Tiny, amen, for remembering them and their ministry there, that God will provide and provision be made for them there and protection as well with all the changes of things happening there in Africa. Also remember some of the prayer that was requested by some of the prophets asking for prayer. God will heal them, restore them. Also remembering the family of lost the loved ones that has gone on, that God will comfort the family, the children, the grandchildren, amen. And as however the Lord will lead you to pray, amen, we're praying the answer and not the problem. Praying things as they should versus what it is. Amen. And as we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace, we're going to start in our heavenly language. Amen. And we may now begin.
Mm-hmm. The psalmist David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks again and praise that you are the glory and the lift up of our head. We exalt and extol your matchless name, exalting you as the King of glory. And we reverence your presence, Father, in the midst of us, knowing that in your presence, my God, there is fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Let your anointing continue to fall upon the lives, my God, and every intercessor and every family that you're covering this night. And touching, my God, even at Bishop Bernard Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan. We thank you for the unction of your anointing and the oil that you're pouring in, Father. My God, even in the abundance, my God. And we give you the glory and praise for touching their lives, touching their body. Continue to strengthen them, continue to preserve them with your shoe bread, with your oil, my God. Continue to flow upon their lives, even, my God, prophets and mother Mary Barron, and all the mothers that you're touching, that you're strengthening, and that you continue to uphold with your strong and mighty right hand. Know that your word declares no good thing be the whole from them that walketh uprightly. We thank you for the children of every special and the fathers, my God, even for this day as we celebrate Father's Day, my God. We honor you first and foremost as being our Abba Father. And we thank you for all the fathers they are touching, my God, and the strength that you give them to renew, my God, to mount up with wings, to run and not grow weary, and walk and not faint. We are giving you the glory and the praise for touching the families and the children that you are healing, that you are strengthening, my God, and protecting in their going up and their coming in, my God. You are our Jehovah Nissi, your blood-stained banner over us is love. So we thank you, hedge of protection around the families and the households, and my God, touching their minds, my God, even those, my God, and with their education, my God, that you're exalting them, and that you're bringing forth your wisdom and impartation in their lives and in their being, my God. Thank you for those in authority, my God. Let righteousness be real continually, Lord Jesus. And Lord, let your name be feared, my God. And the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom before honest humility, Father. So we thank you again, my God, that you give a grace to the humble. My God, so we thank you for the impartation of grace and your strength and your wisdom upon their lives for such a time as this, my God. Govern the lives of your people, my God, with discretion in the name of Jesus. Thank you even for those, my God, who are sick, afflicted in body. For you said in your word, my God, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you, the Lord, delivers them out of them all. So we thank you, my God, for breaking the spirit of affliction and seeing them being whole, being made whole, complete, and the divine, because you are the healer in their lives, my God, and Lord, healing is the children's bread. Thank you for touching those in the prison, my God. Remember them, those who are, my God, at war, even now your divine protection over their lives, my God. Father, that the sun will not smite by day and moon by night, but you will preserve them, my God, from all evil. We bless you and we thank you, Father, even for those, my God, essentials, my God, that you will continue to strengthen them. Continue to be the front word and rear word, my God, as we decree and declare, let God arise. Let all his enemies scattered, Father, east, west, north, and south. And we decree, send now prosperity as you prosper in the lives, my God, and prosper even as our soul prospers. We decree it so and cannot be otherwise for your glory and for your praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Father God, as I come before you this morning, I just want to give you the praise and give you the glory. Psalms 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me out of all my fears. Father God, as we come before you, we want to give you a praise, Lord, and we ask, oh, Father God, that you bless Grandmaster Prophet Ebenar Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and all of the Jordan family, oh, Father God, Lord. Lord, we thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing for those that are homeless, those that are ill, oh, Father God. Lord, that you are bless them, oh, Father God, that are in need, Lord, and deliver those that are in need of deliverance, oh Father God. Lord, we pray, oh Father God, for all of our families, Lord, in this season, Lord, that you will bring the families together, that you will bring the fathers back to the sons and the sons back to the fathers, and the mothers to the daughters and the daughters back to the mothers, oh Father God, Lord, that there will be harmony within the homes and in the families, oh Father God, Lord. Lord, and we pray for all of the countries that are at battle with each other right now, that they may work things out, Lord, that we may come to peace within the nations, oh Father God, Lord. Lord, we just praise and thank you for all that you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Thank you for this day that thou hast made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Father God, clothed in our right mind, walking in divine health. We truly thank you. Thank you for our spiritual leaders, our Dr. Ebenar Joy, and our leading lady, Pastor Deborah. Thank you for their wisdom and their love. Continuously bless them. Provide provision that they continuously globalize the prophetic, Lord God. Thank you for their children. Thank you for Bishop-elect Joshua Jordan and Minister Jessica Jordan. Thank you for Prophetess Naomi and Bethany Jordan, Prophet Manasseh, Prophet Aaron, all the children, Lord God, all the grandchildren, Lord God, all the entire bloodline. Bless them, strengthen them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. They carry on the legacy. Thank you, Lord God, for all the provision being made for the American Black Prophet, the documentary, Lord God, Part 2. Thank you that every financial obligation is made on time and, Lord God, that it have an overflow. Thank you for Mother Barian. Thank you for the Barian family, Lord God. Bring healing and mending, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our children. Continuously bless our children and protect our children, Lord God. Thank you for all spiritual leaders that are connected with Zoe Ministries, Lord God. Bless them, strengthen them, make provision for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Thank you for the covering over the ministries, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for our teachers, all the educators, Lord God. Bless and protect them, Lord God. Our medical field, those that are working in the medical field, bless and protect them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up our first responders, doctors, nurses, all those on the front line, Lord God. We lift up to you right now, Lord God. Thank you for your hedge of protection around them. Bless them, Lord God, for doing that service, rendering a service to your people, Lord God. Bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, those that have called in for prayer, whatever the situation might be, Lord God, we lift it up to you right now, Lord God, as we stand in the gap for them, that you would answer whatever prayer request that they had, Lord God. And all the sick and the shut in, thank you, Father, for providing healing from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. Father, we thank you right now for peace for those countries that are at war, and give peace and give wisdom to our governmental leaders and leaders all over the globe. Lord, let them have God's wisdom. Thank you for my own family, Lord God, potentially bless us and our communities, Lord God, and all the prophets on the line tonight that are represented, Lord God. Bless and protect them, Lord God. Father, we will now cease to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. We say, have your way continuously in our lives, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, the Father. Good morning, Jesus Christ. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for granting us sound sleep. Thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for giving us life and strength this morning, Lord. We thank you, Father, for watching over us and our family throughout the night, Lord. We thank you for giving your angels charge over us, Lord. We worship you and give you all the glory, my Father. Hallelujah. My Father, Lord, hear voice of this morning, Lord. Let the purpose of which you gave us, Lord, be established in the name of Jesus, in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost. My Father in heaven, I magnify your name, hallelujah. this morning, Lord. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher of our faith, the possessor of heaven and earth, the rock of ages, the ancient of days, hallelujah, the lion of tribe of Judah, the hireable seeker, the Holy One of Israel, the unchangeable changer, the one who is, the one who was, and the one who is to come. I worship you, Holy Day. You are my Jehovah Sabbath.
Yeah, Pastor Tiny. Pastor Tiny, are you still there? Okay. I think her phone.
Right. Hallelujah. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Thank you so much, Father. You are the wonderful Counselor, Lord, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the way, the truth, and the life, the great Redeemer, that's what you are, Lord, the greatest physician, the great deliverer, the great provider, hallelujah, the Lord of hosts, we worship you, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, you are the King of glory, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We salute your excellency this morning. I thank you for making us see a wonderful new day. We thank you, Lord, for protecting and granting us victory in every seen and unseen battle throughout the day, my Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. This morning, Lord, we just want to say, Lord, we thank you. Father, we thank you even for the life of Archbishop Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord. We thank you for your favor that is upon us, Lord. Father, we lift up all the mothers all over the world, Lord. Father, we pray for blessings upon their life, Lord. Father, even as we are celebrating Father's Day this morning, hallelujah, we pray for all the fathers all the way, my God, that bless them, Lord. We pray for protection for all the fathers all over the world, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. We worship you, Spirit of the living God, and we praise your holy name. Father, we lift up our children this morning. We pray, my Father, that hide them under your wing, Lord. Let nothing come before them, my God, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. We lift up all the prophets all over the world, those even who are connected to Zoe ministry, Lord. We pray, my God, for restoration and peace upon their life, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Father, I cover all the prophets, all the people who are online today, those who are praying and those who are not praying with us this morning. I pray, my God, that you cover them with the blood of Jesus. Father, let the enemy see them, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. I glorify you, Lord, and I bless you, that no arm formed against us shall ever prosper. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Father, you said in your word, when 10,000 fall on our left side, 10,000 on our right hand side, they will never come near us, Lord, because of your glory, because your protection, that is my Lord, all over us in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare and we decree that whatever that is happening in this world will never come near us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. You are a good shepherd. You are our shepherd, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Pastor Tiny? Amen. Okay, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson?
Father God, merciful Holy Spirit, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for your divine presence in us as us. Father God, allow us to be a blessing in this world, filled with love, joy, and happiness, that the world may see us as they see you, Father God. Father God, we pray for healing and miracles today, Father God. We pray for comfort and peace. And Father God, we pray for strength and restoration among each and every family, Father God. Father God, continue to bless and lift up our spiritual father and mother, Dr. Eben R. Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan, as they continue to globalize the prophetic as they continue to give us the wisdom and the knowledge to move forward in the word of the Lord, Father God. And Father God, continue to lift up Bishop L. Joshua Jordan and Minister Jessica Jordan, as they too become involved into the word and help us to discover each and every day, Father God. And Father God, continue to cover our mothers from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, Father God. And Father God, continue to lift up the fathers, Father God, for this is their day, Father God, giving them the strength and the power to move forward, to heal and comfort their families, Father God. And Father God, continue to bless all the ministers, all the elders, all the pastors that's associated with Zoe Ministry, Father God. And Father God, continue to heal each and every one that's on the prayer list, Father God. And Father God, bless those that have lost their loved ones, Father God. Comfort and heal their hearts, Father God. For Father God, we pray for not only for ourselves, but for those who are going through similar situations, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us, Father God. And Father God, continue to be our bridge over troubled waters, Father God. Continuing to bless the sick and the shedding and the homeless and covering the states within the United States and every nation and every country, Father God. For we decree a miracle, Father God, that you cast out all spirits of sicknesses that may be attacking our body, Father God. And Father God, allow each and every one of them with the grace to love their families, Father God, the way that you have loved the world. And we pray for patience and kindness, Father God. And Father God, we trust that we will pray for the grace to bear all things, believe all things, to hope all things, to endure all things, Father God. And we pray to be a channel of blessing to each and every one of them, Father God. And we pray for the love of our family and the ministers to show them the path to you, Father God. And we pray that you be forgiven of each and every one of us, Father God, and continue to give us the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding to pivot in life, Father God. And Father God, we pray for you to intercede on our behalf, Father God, calling for those things that be not as though they were, Father God. And Father God, continue to bless and cover our political leaders, our first responders, our doctors and our nurses, Father God. But Father God, we consider you and recognize that you are King of Kings and you're ordering our footsteps and touching our community. And Father God, we live, move, and have our being in you, Father God, and allow each and every one of us to become perfect, whole, and complete. And Father God, cover all those that's on the prayer list, Father God, and mainly cover the fathers on this is their day, Father God. And Father God, we honor and praise you and give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this hour. Thank you, oh God, for this platform. Thank you for our leaders, Archbishop and Dr. E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, the Jordan family, Father God. Thank you. Thank you for allowing us this platform, Father God, in place for us to come together and to pray. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for your mighty hands upon each and every life that are making a stand, each and every life that are connected here and continue to sow their seed and building their altar for themselves, their family, and their community. Father God, we thank you, God, for touching the vision of the house, strengthening the Archbishop, Dr. E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, even touching their lives, strengthening the vision of the house and those staff that are working alongside with them, Father God, those in the background, strengthen them, oh God. Father God, we thank you, God, for touching every prophet, every minister, every prophets, even from a far country, Father God, that are connecting and making their stand here, Lord God. Thanks for touching the home of Poland, the 24-hour prophetic revival, the prophets, the ministers that are connecting here. Father God, I thank for strengthening them spiritually and physically in every area in their lives. Father God, we thank you, God, for touching the partners as they continue to bless and continue to bless the seed that they're putting into good grounds. Father God, I thank you. Thank you, oh God. They're standing and believing for their family and their loved ones. Lord God, the needs that they have in their life, Father God, is already met. Thank you for touching the prayer list, Lord God, each name, one by one, every event, every request that's been submitted before your presence, Father God, in the Spirit. Father God, that you would touch each and every petition, yes, petition that's been made known before you. You knew them before they were petitioned, Father God, before they were presented. God, that you would touch each and every one of them, Father God, one by one in a special way. Father God, we thank you right now for touching the leaders, even in our country, decisions they have to make for our country. They will lead, guide, and direct them, Father God. Thank you, oh God, for touching all the ministers that are making their stand, oh God, here with the ministry. Thank you for touching the moderators, Lord God, in their service. Thank you for touching, oh God, Lord, I thank you, your school system with the children, the staff. Protect them, Lord God. Watch over them, Father God. Lord, I thank you, God, that you bring for peace upon them, the people's heart, God. Lord God, bring forth peace upon those bullies that are starting things around the school system, Father God, that you will bring forth peace upon their heart, peace upon their home, in their situation, their lives. Father God, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, oh God, for those who are making a difference in the school system, those fathers that are there representing the school in their children, Father God, in support of the staff. Father God, I thank you, God, for touching the lives of those people, even in our community, in our country. They're there to make a standing. They're the areas in our country, Father God, that can make a difference. Father God, thank you for provision for the pastors there in Africa. Touch them, oh God. Bless them. Every need to be met, Father God. Provision and the help that they need, Lord God, to be met. Father God, we thank you right now, God, for answering prayer. Touching our seniors in the homes, Father God, in their senior homes. Father God, the group homes for the young men and young women. Father God, the orphanage, Father God, you will watch over those children, blessing the staff, Lord God, providing the resources that's needed there to take care of those children, Father God. Father God, I thank you, God. You see every need, everything that's petitioned before you, Father God. Touch the staff and those prophets that call in for prayer, Father God, for their loved ones, for themselves, healed and restore their strength, Father God, their body, the strength, oh God, Lord, you renew their strength physically and spiritually, Father God, that you'll be with each and every one of us in a mighty special way. We give you the honor and the glory. We thank you for answering prayer. We thank you for open door provision that's already made in Jesus' name. Thank you also for blessing us tomorrow for Father's Day. You will bless all the fathers. Thank you, mostly our leading our spiritual father, Father God. You will bless Archbishop Dr. E. Bernard Jordan, Father God, acknowledging also as our spiritual father, Father God. Lord, I thank you, God, for blessing the works of his hands, Father God. The second America's Black Prophet documentary that's coming out, Father God, you will bless every need to be met there, Lord God. We give it the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.